How many of you consider the prayer center your source of revelation knowledge or fellowship or companionship? May I see your hand? Okay, thank you. Thank you. I hope Gary's seen that. I hope Dave's seen that. That's the responsibility of the prayer center. Incidentally, when the prayer center began, the Lord did not tell us to begin a church. He never one time used the word church in his original introduction to what Dave was to do. He used the word training center. Training center. That means that we have students being trained here to not remain here, but to go out. There have been many different graduations within the years, graduating from kindergarten to first grade, graduating from grade school to junior high, graduating from junior high to high school, graduating from high school to college, graduating with a bachelor's degree to a master's degree. This is a season of graduating to the world. Gary brought a message December 30th, 2012. It just happened to be him with the mic. And the Lord said that we were no longer in the wilderness. We were no longer going to receive our daily bread from manna, but we were to cross Jordan and go into the promised land, and that we would win our daily manna by offensive warfare. Offensive warfare. Okay. You're all very familiar, most likely know it much better than I do, that the only offensive weapon that you have in your armor is the Word of God. The rest of it is all defensive. That's why since the first of the year, the enemy knows that he has to change his strategy to try to defeat us, because he did not, and I say again, did not defeat us in the wilderness. So he must remove the word out of us. Must remove it out of us, take it out of our hands. And that's why he has come against, more than one way, but the primary way, is to try for us to no longer live the word by confessing it, by meditating on it. He must steal the word. Because if he's able to steal the word, he's able to steal your life. Because it's the only thing that will destroy him. I will give you an example. And this time I will not have you show hands. Every one of you that was at Alan's service yesterday morning, primarily Alan's, how much of yesterday's message do you remember this moment? This is not to bring you under condemnation. Awfully quiet in here. It's awfully quiet. But he immediately comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Not you as an individual, but every part of the word that you are to transfer from your mind into your heart, where your Holy of Holies is, that he cannot steal. He has no right. Matter of fact, he doesn't even try, because he knows he's already destroyed in your born-again spirit. So he tries to steal it before it gets there. I'm not a great reader. Matter of fact, I'm a poor reader. But I'm going to read to you yesterday's words that the Lord brought forth. You are not going to leave here the same. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. He wasn't talking to the person next to you. He was talking to you. You. You're not going to leave here the same. Period. Period. I feel such an important instruction from the Lord this morning to encourage you and us for our future. How many know you have a future with God? You have a future with God, and the devil's greatest tactic, I believe, what he is using against us as a group lately, has been to take the hope of your future away from you and squeeze out the fire, make you become lukewarm, neutralize you, take you out of drive, put you in neutral. I believe that God has wonderful things for each of us this week, so that we will not be going home and leave the same, not as individuals and not as a body. There are things that God wants to place in you before you leave that you can take home with you. Things you haven't earned and things you don't deserve, you're going to leave here with them. There is a time coming soon for this body that I will have you step forward into your place of callings. Let me stop here and mention one other thing. We have two types of services here at the prayer center. You may have it at the church that you go to. I don't know that. We have two types. The first type is a service to the body of Christ. Everybody can receive it. Everybody can hear it. If they're born again, they can spiritually discern what was being said. The second service that we have here, the second type we have, is to the family. And you're part of the family. This service this morning is a service to the family. Jesus had the same type of services in his ministry. Though you don't consider him having a church service. How many times do you read in the Word that he took Peter, James, and John aside and said, "Come with me, boys. I want to show you some things." Was he showing partiality? No. He was doing exactly what the Father told him to do. And for somewhere in their plan for their life, he knew that Peter, James, and John needed to see what's taking place. That's this type of service this morning. It's possible that there will be more. We'll see how the Lord moves through. It's not a ranking. It is by grace. And you are at a appointed time for your personal life. Everyone that was not here yesterday for Alan's message, I would more than highly recommend that you get a copy of it. It was driving a stake in the ground for this whole week. Do you really think that Alan is that smart? If you think that, ask Krisky. But he is that anointed. He is that anointed. That God can take a voice and speak through it. We used to, when we were not in war and having more fun or kidding, we used to say that Gary Carpenter was just the donkey that Jesus rode in on. Okay. And that's cute, but that is not the truth. That is not the truth that any of you are donkeys. There is a time coming soon for this body that I will have you step forward into your place of callings. Because the time of preparation is coming to an end. And the time of standing forth and pushing back darkness is coming soon to your place. Now, if you don't feel as though you qualify for what God Almighty just said, you need to tell your soul to be still. You could use any four-letter words that you want to use to tell it to be still, but that's between you and your soul, not for us to hear. But it does need to be done. It does need to be done. If you think that that was spoken to the person sitting next to you, you are already one degree off. You are not alone where you live. You are not your own body. You are not responsible to birth everything from where you are. Many of the things have already been birthed and are given to you because you are part of this body. And you will find that when the time comes and I release you into the place that I have set for you, the things you don't think you have, you will have. Things you don't think you are prepared for, you are prepared for. Giftings, anointings, finances will all be there because you are part of the body. For in the days to come, many of you will understand what your worship does to your soul. When I know that you are coming before me to draw closer to me, it pleases me, says the Lord, for I seek such to worship me. As you begin to flow in all that I have, my spirit, even wisdom, you will notice that it is a closer point between the natural and the spiritual that most walk in. For in my fullness, you will bring my power over to that side and bring that side into my power. And I gladly remind you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you take these, just those, and you read them the rest of the week, a minimum of 50 times, you might begin to believe it. You need to take those and destroy the enemy every time he comes to you this week and says, you don't qualify. He only has lies in his mouth. He's the creator of them. And only does your soul hear him. Your spirit is not listening to anything he has to say. Only your soul. There was another 4-minute exhortation that came forth. Let me start this way. Do you know that when Jesus came, he brought grace and truth? You know that? The first Adam didn't, but the last Adam did. He brought grace and truth. Everything that he said and everything that he ever will say, he says in grace with truth attached to it. The enemy brings truth without any grace because he has none. But every time he speaks to you, and every time you hear someone speaking through the Spirit, they are always, always, always speaking grace and truth. So what I'm about to say, recognize that with all the grace that I can say it with, I'm saying it, but it still is the truth that has to be delivered. Yesterday at the end of the service, we had a prayer line. There could have been maybe 100, maybe 75 people in the line. We allowed what happened yesterday to happen. I could have very easily had someone come up to the platform, take the mic, ask Dave to please stop and address the problem. You never try to teach when a problem is going on. Never. You solve the problem and then you teach afterwards. Yesterday during the prayer line, Dave dismissed you. The amount of fellowship that began was not pleasing to the Lord at all. The fellowship was needed. The hugs, the talking, everything. But we have clearly been taught at the prayer center that when the Father comes or the Holy Spirit comes to pray for someone, that the corporate anointing that is available increases the probability that they will receive everything that they came for. So the rest of the week, please, if we have a prayer line, begin to enter into your anointing that will add to the deliverance. Incidentally, this is a conference of deliverance. We can talk about that later, possibly. But every word that has come forth, I'll ask for a raise of hands. Since the first of the year, how many of you have had a war in your emotions like you've never had before? Let me see your hand. How many of you have been... No, don't put your hands down. How many of you have been resisted taking a step into your future like never before. Let me see your hands. Okay. Enough said. Enough said. This is the conference that you can go home, and you will go home if we're obedient and we use our authority, not our power, but as our authority as a believer, to help everyone that's in a prayer line to receive what they're after. Where was I? Let me go back. 4 minutes. At the end of the prayer line, Dave was clear over there by the back door. And all of a sudden, the anointing that he walks in and the exhortation that just comes. He began to speak. But I want you to hear 4.5 minutes of what the Lord said to us yesterday after the service.
God overrode a lot of things to heal some of you. That's why I have to say what I'm saying now. It'd be good for you if you hate somebody or are holding some aught to let it go. It'd be good for you to do that. The thing he listed that hindered prayer. When you stand praying, if you remember, you just stop. You might as well just stop. You got out against somebody and you're in the middle of a prayer. Said, you might as well just stop and go make it right. You give your 100-fold, you're looking for 1 million, 100,000. He said, and you're holding on. You might as well just put it back in your pocket until you fix it. Now, he tries to baby you out of that growing up. We need to learn. Eventually we become accountable. You really want answered prayers? Then remember, you're on this planet. God was put in a place that's unmentionable. I mean, you couldn't even believe when he said you'd die and they died. He cannot lie. There was no way. So he had to look ahead 4,000 years and have his son die so they can charge things to the cross. Matchless sacrifices and millions of pounds of blood, gallons, just blood up. Just to open the curtain enough that this old sinner somewhere along the way wants to find God, can talk to him even. He did all that just for you to stay in communion. He looked at his family and he said, I have to leave them here. But God. And he hopes that we bring people home with us. He's got no other way to get them. If you come by force, this page in history would be wiped out. Coming by force and kicked on you a while and broke your jaw, said you will serve him. You'll serve me. Snap, break, crack. He couldn't trust you. You're his son, and the only thing he wants for you is eternity. He wants to know when you raise your hands up and tell him you love him. Is it really you? You say, but he's God. Yeah, and you don't know much about him. I don't either. Who does? He came from nowhere. He always was. We wasn't, and now we are. We're His sons and daughters in fellowship forever. Do you love Him? You need to tell Him. Do you love people? Work on it.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. Ushers, if you would pass out what you have, one to a family, and if we run out, we'll print some more. Part of this conference, the Lord has asked us to increase the knowledge and increase the availability of the revelation knowledge that comes forth at the prayer center. He really wants us to do a thorough job of making the prayer center available to you where you are. You realize that the prayer center, you all know this, but the prayer center is not a building. Prayer center is a message. Prayer center is establishing His kingdom. The prayer center is to deliver the truth for you to be able to create a lifestyle of the truth. The single verse that we've used almost forever, we haven't found a better one. If you have your brochure, I'll read it to you. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. All we are is helpers of your joy. Your joy comes from being obedient. Your joy comes with your fellowship and your relationship with the Lord. All we are is helpers. A helper does not manipulate. A helper doesn't control. A helper asks and does not tell. You realize the Holy Spirit only has ever asked you to do things. He's never told you. Never told you one time. He's always asked you. Your heart may have received it as that He told you. But He's the most gentle person in existence. You can grieve Him. You can't grieve a person that manipulates and controls you. You can't grieve a person that lives in a lifestyle of self-exaltation. I'm here, so listen to me. Give me the mic. Nowhere in love, right? Nowhere in the personality of our Father, of our brother, and of our teacher. Nowhere in. He only asks. So we're a helper. The reason I passed out the Lord's present day speaking is it's everything that the Lord has said specifically to the family in 2013. He has said more in messages, more in conversations. But this is when He has spoken from the throne room and said, I really would like you to know this. This is my heart. This is my feelings. This is my desires. This is my encouragement. This is my counsel. And I would really, really love you to know it. I haven't went through them, but you now have a copy. I love to delegate responsibility. and for me just to be free. Some of you in this room are walking in the same air that I walked in almost forever. And that is taking false responsibility. And trying to become the Holy Spirit to the individual that you want so much to change. That's what intercession is about. That is what intercession. Holy Spirit's not ever going to fail his job. Okay? I used to say the Holy Spirit was my helper. Holy Spirit's my helper. Holy Spirit's my helper. And he recently corrected me. And that wasn't necessarily wrong. But now what I'm saying is, Holy Spirit, I'm your helper. When I was saying, you're my helper, Holy Spirit, my will was attached. And I figured he was going to help me with anything that I wanted to do. But now, it's so much easier to say, I'm your helper. You've probably read Gary's teaching, but I'm just a co-laborer with you. I don't do anything that you're not doing. I don't say anything that you're not saying. I don't go anywhere that you're not going. And I don't act any different than how you're acting. John 5:30. If you want to know the prayer center, there it is. If you want to stay current, especially if you are embracing this as, Father, what are you doing? What are you saying? You need to go to the website and you can sign up for the prophecies or what we call the present day speaking. You can sign up for Dave's teaching letter that comes out once a month. And if you feel led to be an intercessor, and that is part of your gifting, then you can sign up for the intercessors list. I must say this, I'm not sure. It's been now 10, 12 years ago, and I laid out my desire for the future. I went in detail as to what the Lord had said we were going to accomplish, how we were going to set the table, how we were going to create an international school of the Holy Spirit, etc., etc. The business plan is about that thick. About that thick. He wrote the majority of it. He just listened to me talk and others. And recently means within the last 3 years, he has made tremendous advancement in the technology to create everything that we talked about 10 years ago. And for a moment, and when I say a moment, I say for several days, the enemy came and tried to cause a division. He stole it from you. He's getting to do everything that you want to do, and you're nothing. And your age, and every promise the Lord has ever given you. you no longer need to do any of it because somebody else is doing it and they stole it from you. Now, twice in my life, or twice in Leah's in my life, we have had that type of things stolen from us. So he used, like he uses in your life, he uses the past to prove that he's right about the future. Not that the Word of God is right about your future. Because he has a good memory also. Don't you remember this? Don't you remember that? The same thing has happened, the same pattern, etc. It lasted for much longer than what I wanted it to last for. It lasted for 2 or 3 days. Have you ever pouted? Or am I the only one? Have you ever felt unworthy? Have you ever felt late? I was praying. I really was praying. I was praising the Lord. I was doing the daily confessions, or more importantly, I was building the God of hope into every confession I had. I was doing it all. Was I doing it 100%? No. But I was doing it at the level that I was been doing it, and the enemy decided to come in like a flood and try to destroy it. During that time, I began to get victory, or I began to get peace. And the Lord spoke to me and said this: do you realize that I retain ownership of everything I give you? And you are only the steward of what I've given you. And I will reward you based on the stewardship of your life. That so set me free. If I and Leah had not been doing the message from the prayer center, we would have gotten more than one degree off. And the difficulty is with the authority that we walk in, we got to take others with us. How many of you are currently in leadership within your church? And how many of you know without a doubt that you are called to be within leadership within the church? Can I see your hand? That was for you. That was for you. Because he does increase the attack. The giants in the promised land are not the giants that was in the wilderness. Brand new set of giants. Two more questions. How many of you have a blueprint for your life? And another way to say it is, you have a journal of everything the Lord has said about you. How many of you have one? May I see your hand? How many don't? Okay. The season that we're in, the season that you're in, may be unbeknown to you, may be known to you, is a season of manifestation. It is no longer a season of hiddenness. You take the seven principles that we teach, that revelation knowledge has been brought forth at the prayer center. Praying in tongues, praise and worship, confession, meditation, imagery and delivery, fasting, waiting on God, and co-laboring with the Holy Spirit. The first six, you do in privacy the majority of the time. Private praise and worship, praying in tongues, meditation, waiting on God. The six. The last one, the co-laboring with the Holy Spirit, has always been there. It's always been resident. But there's not a lot of co-laboring above the ground or in the wilderness. Not a lot. Some. But beginning the first of this year, we have left the wilderness and we have went into the promised land. And the time of co-laboring will be a better way to say it the exposing of your gifting, the exposing of your calling, the exposing of your anointing will be right up front. Very, very visible for the rest of the family or the rest of the body to see. There will be joining together, arm in arm, heart in heart, etc. Like never, ever, ever before, because we're on an offensive warfare to take a promised land. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa, and Tulsa is in revival. Put your city in place of Tulsa. That's what you are. So we're in this time of manifestation. Unless you know what heaven knows about you, you will not possess your promised land. Pretty hard statement, huh? Unless you know who you are, as far as heaven is concerned, you must have a blueprint. You must have a journal. You must take every personal word that you've ever received, every rhema word that you've ever received, every favorite scripture you've ever been given. You all have been given foundational scriptures. Every one of you. And you must begin to know who you are as far as what heaven says about you. Once again, the message yesterday. I'm trying to follow him as clear as I can hear him. So you guys need to be praying for me. Scared?
Yeah. A little bit.
This is Jim Martin's wife. She's pregnant. She became a mother when she went to Kenya.
I did.
I could say so much more. But she walked out of her wilderness and she walked into her promised land, and she has become a mother to those people in Kenya. Linda has been going to Zimbabwe for X number of years. If I said the number, she'd correct me, so if I was wrong, 8 or 9 years. When I first met her and her husband, the only thing the Lord continually told me, part of what he said I am, part of the gifting, part of the words that's over my life, he'd show me the future. Even though her and her husband had been going, one of the main reasons why they've been going is because of her and her able and her ability to mother the women in Zimbabwe. Thank you. They're one of Gary Carpenter's favorites because they're pure Oklahomans. Not Potomatty County or whatever you say it, Gary. Okay. Potomatowee. Is that close? Every one of you, every one of you, have a blueprint just like that. I could pull more. Both of those ladies will not yell at me after the service. But they know who they are. They know what they're to do. And they have laid out their life that is in heaven and put it down to where they won't get 1 degree off. Because you know those two now, like I know them. And because we're a family, you're now able to pray for them with a knowledge that you did not have before this just took place. You were able to reach out in the Spirit and use your anointing to make their victory easier. We're not an island. Take my right hand and put it over there somewhere and let me try to pick this phone up. You're part of a family. And every single one of you, without exception, without age limit, is brand new before the Lord in the Spirit. Why don't we take a 15-minute break?